And talks are underway in the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, to try to form a coalition government following yesterday's election in which the ruling party suffered a crushing defeat. Partial results show the pro-Russian party of former President Viktor Yanukovych taking most votes. Now the country's pro-Western parties are attempting to close ranks to carry on the Orange Revolution that brought President Viktor Yushchenko to power in 2004. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer is in Kyiv. And is this outcome a surprise? I know that people thought something like this might happen, but this level of defeat?
Absolutely. The bloc of Yulia Tymoshenko, the populist prime minister President Yushchenko fired just last year, took second place. That has really shaken up the political establishment here. Everyone was expecting Yushchenko's party to take that spot and be able to dictate the conditions for the formation of a new governing liberal coalition. Now everyone expects Tymoshenko to insist on getting her old job of prime minister back, which is a big blow to the president.
And the voters in Ukraine are obviously upset with the Yushchenko government, but why? Corruption was one issue. That and what else?
Well, you're quite right. People thought the reform promised during the Orange Revolution, such as indeed fighting corruption, would take place much quicker. Inflation has also grown, and the economy has suffered, mostly due to a fall in world prices for steel, which is Ukraine's biggest export. But it's very important to note that the results of yesterday's vote don't indicate a vote against the Orange Revolution. The first place Party of Regions, which is aligned with the old administration and led by Viktor Yanukovych, the man who lost the presidential elections in 2004, didn't win any more votes than their leader won in 2004. The pro-Moscow party actually lost some ground. It only came in first place because the Orange Revolution coalition split when President Yushchenko fired Prime Minister Tymoshenko last year. In Kyiv, people are actually saying that the elections show democracy and reform is really working in Ukraine.
So in a strange way, is the coalition coming, the split coalition coming back together, but in a different form?
I think so. I think the most likely outcome is exactly a reformation of the original Orange Revolution coalition. I was just at the presidential administration building where Yushchenko's staff says talks will focus on uniting not around individual government posts, but the reform program on which the president was elected in 2004. Some here are saying that either Liberal Party could still join the pro-Moscow Party of Regions, which came in first place, but that seems highly unlikely. The Orange Revolutionaries have accused some of its top members of falsifying the 2004 vote that led to the popular protests of the Orange Revolution. So it's very hard to imagine that the groups on the opposite ends of the political spectrum would join in an alliance.
And what does this all mean for Yushchenko, who was widely covered in America last year? He remains president.
That's true. Well, as I said, this has been a big blow to his leadership. He is still president, but his party will now be the junior partner in any new coalition it joins. He'll probably have to swallow Yulia Tymoshenko being appointed to the post of prime minister again, or face the unlikely prospect of joining their common opponent, Viktor Yanukovych. Analysts are saying the administration is in disarray, trying to figure out how to move forward after what appears to be a huge defeat. In any case, under a new law this year, the new parliament will have much greater powers than it did before, and the president will lose control. So whatever the outcome of coalition talks, Yushchenko's position in Ukraine, in Ukrainian politics, will be much weaker.
Thank you very much, NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv.